All right, welcome to another edition of Sportsline Radio High School Sports Show. Other sports also. I'm your co-host, Eddie Fury, producer. With me is the actual host, Sand Lake County News sports writer, Mike Gallagher. He is here tonight. Would have been at a basketball game for high school girls districts, but this winter storm that I predicted on Sunday with my weather reports, filling in for John McMurray.
Yeah.
Or have been wiped out.
Yeah, that was a good prediction. I don't know how you came up with that one, man.
The first time I'm right about the weather.
Well, and for a while there, it looked like you were going to be wrong. And, man, it just came on pretty quickly. It took about an hour, and we're snowed in now. So
Kind of snowed in. Wolverine Sales and Service just plowed the back parking lot, you said, as you walked in here to the studio, right?
Yeah, yep.
All right, your boss snowplow dealer, by the way.
Actually helped me push somebody out of the snow back there, too. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he hopped out of his machine and helped give a boost. So.
That's the boss.
That's some service right there.
Yes. Cool. So how you doing, Mike? I'm Mike Gallagher, Sand Lake County News sports writer. I saw, I guess you're pretty much wrapped up with your deadline, got the paper done?
Yep, all wrapped up. Yep, it was kind of I don't want to say a light week last week, but, we had the snowstorm on Wednesday, so there was no games. Thursday, there was no games other than the Thumb Area Legion, which I made it down to Flint to watch them beat Tawas.
Oh, you did? Yes.
Nice. I'm glad I did because it was a fantastic game.
Won in overtime.
Double overtime, yeah. Oh. 5-4 in double overtime, beat their rival Tawas. First playoff win in program history. And then Friday, we had a full slate of games, lots of doubleheaders.
Because of those delays and cancellations.
Yeah, yep. So made it over to Kingston, watched Kingston girls against Deckerville. I'm glad I got to see them in person. We talk about them a lot. We all know that they're very good.
Yeah.
But it was nice to see them in person. And then Sandusky, great night in Sandusky. Boys-girls varsity doubleheader. Parents' night, boys won. Girls cut down the net. Got their GTC championship trophy, GTC East. So it was a short week last week, but, there's a lot of good stuff going on. So
good. And now you got wrestling coming up this week, right?
Wrestling, wrestling state finals Friday and Saturday. Unfortunately, I won't be able to make it down there Friday, as we'll hopefully have district finals on Friday. This is a plea to all the ADs out there. Please don't move any district finals to Saturday because I'll be at Ford Field on Saturday. But wrestling state finals this Friday and Saturday. Got a lot of wrestlers down there, so it should be a lot of fun.
All right, and that will be at Ford Field? Battle Creek?
Yep.
Ford Field, okay.
Ford Field. I believe team finals are at Battle Creek
or
Kalamazoo or something like that.
All right, so our high school girls districts first-round playoffs have been delayed in our Thumb immediate coverage area. A lot of them be moved to Tuesday, tomorrow, and then they'll have to play Wednesday, day off on Thursday, then championship games on Friday. Now, our coverage games for this week, didn't have one last week because they kept getting canceled or postponed. So I was like, I'm not going to try to jump on another coverage team. It's just too quick turnaround for our sales staff here, to try to get something done.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I might as well just take it easy. I'm busy enough as it is. So this week, though, we have to get this game. I am skipping bowling.
That's how you know it's a big game,
Big game tomorrow for high school boys basketball. And actually, I got a big matchup in bowling, too, but I got three guys, at least our team, Jonathan Fisher, Phil Nicko, and Cody Klee. We're getting ready for our states now Saturday, Muskegon, on the other side of the state, man.
Okay, nice.
So our game coverage is tomorrow night. It will be high school boys basketball, Brown City hosting Sandusky. Pretty much the decider, I believe, for the Greater Thumb East League title at this point.
Yeah, it is. Yep. Brown City clinched at least a share last week with a win over KPAC. Sandusky, well, Brown City undefeated so far in conference play. Sandusky with just one loss, and that came to Brown City. We covered that game. That was a great game.
Sandusky led through almost three quarters of that game,
Until
Cade Muxel turned it up in the third quarter.
So, since that loss, Sandusky's just taking care of business. They won six straight, all in the Greater Thumb East. So they looked great last Friday night against Memphis. So I'm expecting another great matchup between the two.
Very excited. A good coach, a good job by first-year head coach Brandon Gibord. Although I would like to win against a team in the Greater Thumb Conference is kind of hurting you a little bit there, you know. But, you know, they were in games.
Yeah, oh,
games.
You're talking the crossovers, yeah.
Yeah, the crossovers for Sandusky Boys.
Yeah, well, those were early on in the season, too. You know, it's hard to judge a team, you know, that early in the season.
And even Brown City, they had their loss to Lakers, their one lone loss to Lakers. And Lakers, by the way, really showed up. We'll talk about that, you know, when we come back in for basketball. Talk here also. So that's our game tomorrow night on 92.5 WBGB, streaming at sandlakebroadcasting.com. Next game will be girls district championship game. How do I put this? There's going to be a lot of blowouts in the first, second round here. You're going to
see
it.
That was a nice way to put it.
Sure, why not? I got to be honest. You're going to see it, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is, you know? Right. The quality of play is not going to be there, so championship games on Friday. We're going to have, we want to get Deckerville in at least, or one of these teams in the lower division. So we're trying to get the Deckerville district championship game. We don't know who's going to win it, but we know who's kind of favored. We're just not going to, you know, we hate to predict that, but that's what we get to do. So,
yeah.
And then we'll hop back on to the Sandusky Regional, which is being hosted by Sandusky.
Yes.
So those are the two games this week, a district championship game in Deckerville. And I'll be sitting in the Eddie Feary balcony area there. But my name's not on the wall yet. But, So I'll have to get a hold of Monica about that.
They'll put a nice wolf logo right next to your name, too.
Hiding behind the bleachers there. So, all right, when we come back, we'll get into a basketball talk here. We got a few things to talk about. We kind of alluded to there also. So, and where's your coverage going to be, by the way?
I'll be all over the place. Unfortunately, you know, I had a couple games lined up for tonight, but now with the opening round of districts being moved to Tuesday night, I'm going to miss out on a few of those games. I was playing on CPS Caseville, Croslex Yale.
Hey, good mix there.
Yeah, but now, you know, I'll probably end up at Brown City Sandusky, as that's, you know, for the conference title, and then catch up with the teams again on Wednesday for districts. Still trying to figure out where I'll be Friday night. Maybe I'll see you in Deckerville, but we got Sandusky girls. They'll more than likely be in the district finals on Friday as well. As well as the Peck district. We'll have somebody in the finals there, whether it be Brown City, Marlette, or Peck. Kingston's in that district as well, so you can pretty much pencil them in for the finals. So, yeah, I'll be all over the place this week. So,
sorry, that's just some light, positive music there.
That's so nice. Yeah, it's
like
relaxing.
That?
Yeah.
Oh, it is. Like that? That's what I play in the morning.
Yeah, there you
when
go.
When I'm reading, you know, some funny stuff. And
yeah, that's good.
What I think, at least I think it's funny. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Not to nurse everybody else. We'll just, oh, boy, here we go, Eddie.
Yeah.
Tell us what happened in history again.
So. Yeah, yeah.
When we got the vote today, I think, on this day in history.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Upheld means it was passed, right? Or was it denied?
Upheld?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It happened in the 1900s, the 20th century.
Yeah.
This is
upheld. Upheld is a pretty common word, though. Yeah. I mean, that's
okay. I don't know. Yeah. All right. Move on here. Been in any school board meetings lately?
Yeah, anything maybe exciting? One or two of them. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You know. Well.
We'll leave it at that. All right, coming up, we'll get into high school basketball. We'll talk about the hockey when we come back. You know,
yeah,
you
I'd like to,
that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, we'll come back here on Sportsline Radio. That's Mike Gallagher, Sand Lake County News, sports writer, editor. You might have to pull Dale Ball out of retirement.
Yeah, yeah, I'll take all the help I can get, yeah.
We'll be right back.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota L01 series is part of our tractor lineup, rated number one in durability and owner experience. They feature powerful Kubota diesel engines and easy operation. The durable Kubota L01 series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Stop by Jones Equipment, rental, sales, and service in Fort Gratiot today.
Tired of your slow internet service that buffers when you're trying to stream a movie? Tired of hearing the internet is out again? Highline has started installing its new fiber to the home service in Sanilac County, and that solves these common internet problems forever. Connect every TV, phone, computer, and more to Highline's internet service, and you'll have the fastest internet connection available anywhere in the U.S. No contracts, unlimited data, and a fiber connection make Highline the best option in the thumb for your home's internet connection. Visit HighlineFast.com today for more information.
Shoot on into Croslick's Laundry and Tanning, located at 37 Ward Street in Croswell. Feel free to throw your clothes into one of our high-efficiency washers or super hot dryers. Like our 60-pound washer, which takes 24 quarters but washes 6 loads in a short amount of time. You'll feel like you made a slam dunk when you turn your laundry day into laundry hour. Good luck, area teams from Croslick's Laundry and Tanning, right next to the railroad tracks in Croswell. Open 7 days a week. Monday through Friday, 7 till 7, Saturday and Sunday from 7 to 6. Stop in and Eric, Bonnie, and Darlene will be happy to assist you.
Todd Bowers here for More Motors of Caro. We have Ram trucks, including two loaded heavy-duty Cummins diesel, crew cab, and a mega cab. We have a bunch of Chrysler Pacificas coming in next month. In stock now is a great selection of Jeep Wranglers. We have a Sport and Sahara packages with four different engines, the 2.0 turbo, V6 diesel, and 4xe plug-in hybrid. This is the last year for the V6 in Jeep Cherokee. We have three in stock right now. Come in and see me, Todd Bowers, and More Motors, and see why your friends and neighbors are driving a Caro.
Welcome back to Sportsline Radio on WMIC AM 660 95.3 FM. Do people know we have a show?
Probably not.
Okay.
That makes me a little more comfortable on air, though.
What?
Just tell myself nobody's listening anyway, so.
You got any columns coming out?
No, I do not.
Oh,
no.
Darn.
No columns.
All right.
No columns.
Well, hitting the columns and the boards was the Familiar Legion. Great season, great regular season. Got their, you said, the first playoff win over Tawas, who they met the same week, practically.
Yeah. Yep.
And got them again in double overtime. Able to make it to the Regional 31 semifinals, but they ran into a really good team, Flint Powers Catholic, and Saturday they lose 9-0. But good win for them on Thursday, right?
Because
the game was
Thursday, yeah.
Delayed from Wednesday,
yep.
Also. So.
Yeah, that was supposed to be a Wednesday night game. Brown City Sandusky was supposed to be Wednesday night as well.
Right,
so
yeah.
That kind of worked out. It allowed me to go watch the Legion. And, you know, they started out a little bit slow. They were down a goal after the first period, but they got two right back right at the beginning of the second period. First overtime, you know, the Legion, they controlled. They controlled the whole thing. I mean, they were in the Tawas zone the whole time. They had a lot of shots on goal. They had a lot of great opportunities to score. So you kind of had that feeling that, you know, eventually they were going to get one in. They were going to score a goal. In the second overtime, it happened to be Matthew Cummings, the freshman from Croswell Lexington. He had assists from Dylan Berrigar and Colton Hooper. So, you know, just a great way to get the win. I don't think before the game anybody could have predicted that it would have been the freshman that came through for him. But, you know, at that point in the game, you know, everybody's been playing for so long, you know. In the postseason, overtimes are 8 minutes as opposed to 4 minutes during the – or no. I'm not sure what it is for the regular season. I want to say it was 4 minutes, but I might be thinking of basketball. But so, you know, by the time you get into the second overtime, you know, your lines are going to get pretty tired. So it was great to see that line come through for them. And
I think it may be 14 or 15
for
hockey, you're asking, right?
For overtime.
Oh, no, for overtime. I don't know about overtime, but
yeah. And, you know, looking at the score sheet, Legion had 60 shots on goal. The Tawas goalie, he's a great goalie, and he made a lot of great saves. But 60 shots on goal, you know, that's pretty impressive. Caleb Lettner had another goal, so he finishes with 46 goals this season. He breaks the previous record was 35, so he breaks – or he had 11 more goals than that, so pretty impressive. He set the record for points. Goalie Lauren Eager had 11 wins. She had the win against Tawas last week. So really just a great step in the right direction for the Legion, and it's something we've talked about, but – ever since they formed this program, you know, the first year was pretty tough, but every year you notice they get a little bit better and they get a little bit more competitive. And now I think this win really puts them on the map.
So this would mean last year was the first official MHSA sanctioned team?
No.
For Thumb Erie Legion?
Nope. They've been MHSA sanctioned the whole time. So
the whole time?
Yeah.
Since, yep. So how long, how many years now?
I believe their first season was 2018-19.
Okay.
So,
right.
But the problem that the Legion kind of runs into is when you have co-ops, you have to count the enrollment of all the co-op schools. Yeah. So once the Legion gets to the playoffs, they're playing a lot bigger schools, which kind of is what happened when they ran into Flint Powers. You know that,
and
that,
a lot of these,
that's a tough game, yeah. Flint Powers. I mean,
and a lot of these kids are already playing club teams, and you can't play on a club team and play high school hockey at the same time.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah,
it took a couple years for the shake, you know, that off. You know,
yeah.
Unfortunately for those co-op teams, they have, you know, their own league at the time,
mm-hmm.
compared to the St. Clair County teams where they've had high school teams.
Right, know, right, yeah.
Forever, you know.
Yeah, so, yeah, yeah. Well, and, you know, it's been kind of cool the last couple seasons. Last year, the entire team was made up of kids from Santa Ana County.
Yeah.
This year they brought in Chase Tulaski from Bad Axe, and the kid from Cass City. So, you know, you're getting more of those Tuscola, Huron County kids.
It's quite a commitment to go from Cass City to Bad Axe. From Huron County, it's quite
it's
a distance
tough.
To come here for
yeah.
practices and play the games also. And
well, and when the Legion was first formed, the plan was to split practices at Bad Axe and Sandusky, mm-hmm. and split the home games between Bad Axe and Sandusky, because there was plans of building a new ice rink in Bad Axe, because unfortunately the ice rink that they have right now is not the correct size for high school hockey.
Kind of like Port Huron's ice ink.
Right.
McMoran,
so,
by the way.
So in the first couple seasons, they had a lot more of those kids from Lakers, from Bad Axe, from Ubley even. They had a couple Ubley kids. And now you don't really see that as much because, mm-hmm. like you said, the travel is tough and, you know, you don't get to play on your home ice. But, you know, I think it's kind of cool that it's, you know, mostly made up of Santa Ana County kids, so.
You know, it'd be cool. Is that Lakers Dome? Is that ice?
Yeah, you could put a rink in there.
Yeah,
the Legacy Center. Yeah, why not?
Step up, Lakers.
Yeah, just flood the football field.
Bad Axe
has
been talking about a new ice arena for I don't know how long.
A long time. Yeah,
It's like probably over a decade, and I left coming up on 4 years here.
Yeah,
and they're still talking about
it. When I was at the Tribune, it seemed like they were getting pretty close. But, you know, nothing ever really materialized, so I'm not sure.
Those 60 saves on Go for Tawa, says Ethan Wood, by the way.
Yeah, he had a great game.
Yeah, Lauren Eager, 32 saves on Go also. And the first score was by Tawas, and it was 1-0 at the 13:39 mark. And then with 3:24 left, Thumb Erie Legion Wyatt Ryan got that to tie it up. And Tawas area, 2:36 to go. Gage Maxfield got the goal, 2-1 at the end of the first. And then the second, Thumb Erie Legion came right back to tie it. Take the lead, will be 3-2. Caleb Gettner, Lettner, by the way, getting that goal. Colton Hooper got the last goal in the second period also. Tawas able to tie it up again at the end of the second period, 3-3. Thumb Erie Legion, Chase Tulaski, there you go. The Bad Axe kid, the experience.
Kid, yeah.
That's a lot of experience, too, there.
Yep.
4-3, because I remember seeing that name when he was little in the mites, in the midgets. So Thumb Erie Legion getting the 4-3 lead in the third period at the 11:34 mark. 7:50 mark, Tawas was able to tie it 4-4. And that was at the 7:50 mark, and nobody was able to score. Overtime period, nobody scored 4-4, but Thumb Erie Legion, Matthew Cummins, as you mentioned earlier, 5-4 at the 4:52 mark to hold him off. And, you know, time went away there. Good goalies there, because you know they were taking shots on her probably, right?
Yeah.
And as you're feverishly trying to tie it up or take it to another overtime.
Yeah.
So after two overtimes, did they go to a shootout like they do in hockey?
You know, I was wondering about that. I've only actually seen one overtime game before this.
Yeah.
During the regular season, it just results in a tie. I don't know what it would have been for playoffs. They might have just kept playing.
So they get the win, 5-4 over Tawas, and then play on Saturday evening, but lose 9-0. That's just tough. They're just
that's
dynamic
tough.
Team.
Yeah. Yep. That's a great team.
Yeah. By the way, Flint Powers Catholic means they recruit heavily.
Yeah.
So,
But, you know, Matthew Cummings, you know, talking to Coach Bob Beagle after the game, he said, you know, in the second period they made an adjustment with one of the lines. So he moved into Cummings joined Hooper's line in the second period. He picked up an assist on Hooper's goal. And then, you know, for the next two periods, he's just a little guy. I mean, he's smaller than you, Eddie. And he's kind of getting pushed around out there.
Smaller than me?
He's smaller than you, man.
That's tiny, man.
That's tiny, yeah. He was kind of getting pushed around out there a little bit. But he picked up a couple penalties against Tawas. And, you know, he just stuck with it. And it was great to see him be the one that had the game winner. And, you know, he's had a great season this year as well. And, you know, that's great for the future of the program.
Darren Berengar, you said, and Caleb Lettner had the assist on that.
Actually, Hooper and Berengar.
So it's incorrect here in the stat sheet.
Yeah, and Berengar, another freshman, he's from Cass City. He had two assists in the game, so future's bright for the Legion.
You got me excited. We're going to try to make some time for him next year.
That'd be cool, yeah.
Yes. Going to look into it. I've had a lot of inquiries about it from other... You just got to find the sportscasters. There isn't any out there.
It's hard. I'd imagine it's a little bit different broadcasting hockey, you could probably figure it out.
Maybe I'll make a call to somebody who just retired calling games on NBC. You never know.
Oh, there you go. That'd be cool. Yeah.
All right. Mike Gallagher there. We're going to talk wrestling real quick. Now that we have time after a commercial break here, you'll let us know what's going on upcoming here. So we'll be right back here on Sportsline Radio, WMIC AM 660, 95.3 FM. That's Mike Gallagher, San Lake County News. I'm Eddie Fury. We'll be right back.
This is Tanya Rubin, sales executive at Thumb Cellular. If you're thinking of switching mobile phone carriers, consider Thumb Cellular. Now is the time to get the tailored service you need from the local company you can trust. Unlike the other carriers, we like to build lasting relationships with our customers. I will work with your busy schedule to meet and discuss how we can best serve you. As the only local cellular carrier with the best coverage in the Thumb and nationwide, I can introduce you to what we call the Thumb Cellular Difference. Get the device you want, the plan you need, and the exceptional customer service you deserve without ever having to step foot in the store. So if you're ready for a better cellular experience, call me, Tanya Rubin, at 989-553-5282. Remember, at Thumb Cellular, we've got you covered.
You love Thumb Cellular.
Liberty Lanes in Sandusky salutes the area high school athletes for their athletic and academic accomplishments and wishes them the best. On your way to or from the game or anytime is a great time to stop at Liberty Lanes for a pizza or one of their tasty entrees. Enjoy the Friday fish specials, steak and prime rib on Saturday. Banquet facilities are available, and you can always place an order to go. 810-648-9860. 648-9860 for Liberty Lanes, West Park, Sandusky. All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
What does better internet mean to you? Is it faster speeds, an affordable price, overall reliability, or quality customer service?
There's a reason Agri Valley Services is the better choice for internet, and it's because we stand behind our service. We have faster speeds than ever before, and our prices are affordable with no gimmicks or hidden fees. We pride ourselves on our reliability, and our friendly customer service team is there to help when needed.
For the past 25 years, Agri Valley Services has simply done it better. We treat our customers like neighbors because we're local. Plus, our selection of plans are designed to meet the demands of today's internet users. Whether you're a family or a business, located in town or out in the country.
So what are you waiting for? Make the switch to Agra Valley Services and get better internet. Call the sales team today at 888-282-4932 or go to agravalleyservices.com.
Welcome back to Sportsline Radio. Winter storm Monday. I think it's died off out there.
Yeah.
But it's very slippery, and now the county in the Thumb area is being plowed out. Shout out to those guys, man. The snowplowers, the county workers, they get a lot of blame for the roads being bad. No, blame the weather.
Yeah.
Blame the weather. Don't blame them.
Well, it's round the clock for those guys, too.
Don't blame a referee for your poor play. Just do what Iowa coach did. Stare down the ref. The ref will step up.
Yeah.
Big, strong ref, by the way.
There you go. Yeah.
Shoot the messenger. We're in bed.
No.
We're in bed with
No, we're not.
We're in bed with big officiating.
Yeah.
Or is it big government officiating?
Yeah.
I don't know. See how subtle I'm bringing it in?
Okay. Yeah, nobody's going to know what the heck you're talking about.
All right, wrestling. What's going on wrestling? You got 2 minutes.
Yeah, so, we covered a lot of this last week. There was, nothing going on this past week.
No teams.
Yeah, we didn't have anybody at team finals. So all the individuals are just preparing for the state finals this weekend. I'm really looking forward to it. I hope, a majority, if not all of our wrestlers, make it to the second day. I know we're going to have quite a few wrestlers going on Saturday. Really looking forward to watching Manus Bennett again. He'll have the opportunity to be a three-time state champion. Last year, when he was the state champion, he became the only Marlette wrestler to win it twice. So if he wins again, that'd probably cement him as one of the best ever at Marlette, which is really saying something because there's been a lot of great wrestlers that have come through Marlette.
Is it hard to do it three times in a row?
Yeah. It's pretty tough. Yeah. Kroslex, Jackson Gonzalez, he'll be wrestling at Ford Field for the final time his senior year. He got up on the podium last year, so I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do. Joey Scarmazzino's got a shot at making a run. Brown City, I'm really interested to see what Brown City does because they have the most wrestlers down there.
Yeah.
So we could see a lot of Brown City wrestlers on Saturday. And Corey Lampson from Sandusky, he's kind of flown under the radar this year, but he's really turned it on for the postseason, and I expect him to be up on the podium again as well.
So. All right, so you got some pretty good Sand Lake County Thumb area wrestlers. I'm sure there's some over on Huron County also.
Yep, Huron County's going to send a few down there. Yep. They had Ubley. I'm drawing a blank on the Ubley girl's name, so I apologize. Okay. But she was a regional champion, so she'll have a shot at a title.
Wow.
It should be a great weekend of wrestling. So.
All right, and that's at Ford Field, by the way. So good luck to all those individual wrestlers. To our Thumb area teams also. Coming up, 6 o'clock news, and when we come back, we'll talk basketball, finally.
There we go.
All right, welcome back to Sportsline Radio, 6 o'clock hour now, where we just talk basketball. The MHSAA High School Girls Basketball Districts are delayed for a day here in the Thumb area, and high school boys will be starting next week. They did the seedings also, we'll talk about that, but there's still another week of high school boys basketball left. We'll talk the girls here first. By the way, joining us, Tuscola County sports writer, for the Tuscola County Advertiser, Scott Bowlesby. Scotty B, how you doing, man?
Good. How are you guys?
Great. Thanks for joining us. You just pulled the wife out of the ditch, I understand.
Well, I got to give credit to my nephew and my stepdad because I was at work, and they went over and helped me out a little bit. So they did all the heavy lifting. I uh, I just talked her through it. So
okay, good.
Well, that's just as important, yeah. though, too. Yeah.
She's... Well, it's kind of like birth. Like we're just there talking through, but we take all the credit for. We're like, yeah, I helped her out. Yeah, it was tough, but we made it through.
Yeah,
I helped her out. I'm here, warm.
Yeah.
you know, just taking it easy. Yeah. You know, hitting the bathroom of a candy bar, talking on the phone, on my Facebook messenger here with the sports guys.
Yeah.
Where we actually don't talk about sports, probably. So, yeah. Let's talk sports on this show, though.
Yeah, there we go.
All right. Yeah. Let's move into the MHSAA. First of all, like I said, the first round districts have all been canceled because of the winter storm today. They're going to get back on track tomorrow on Friday. But there's some things that were wrapped up last week. And first of all, let's talk about the Sandusky Wolves girls basketball team finished the season in 19-3 overall, 12-0 in league play, and they wrap up the league title outright over Brown City, and also had the win over Marlette also. But that last week they had to get that win against Brown City to have it outright, but they did get it pretty much after the defeat of Marlette, where Marlette wouldn't be able to share it, you know. Mm-hmm. They had a chance. And Marlette really took it to them, you know, 59-43 win for Sandusky. But then at Brown City is the road win for Sandusky to get that. And then they came back, you know, won it on their home court against Memphis also. But that game with Marlette was a makeup game, right? Or is that Brown City game that was made up for girls?
I think they were all scheduled. Yeah. Correctly.
Okay.
No,
the makeup game was Memphis.
You're right. Yeah.
It was a doubleheader. Okay.
Yeah.
So they win that game. So 48-6 the final score there, and then over Brown City 43-15. Congrats to Sandusky. How many league titles is this? Do you know?
It's I think it's 25.
Yeah.
I think. Don't quote me on that.
Yeah.
I think it's 25.
That's a good question there.
Yeah, that is a good question.
And the Al DeMott one is 3,000 game or something
right,
like that.
Right.
No, he's in the 800s right
yeah.
now. So
So around 25 league titles, but kind of an interesting thing. You know, Sandusky girls basketball has been so great over the past couple decades, and they've done some great things, but they've never finished – undefeated in conference play in back-to-back seasons until this year.
Yeah.
They finished 20-0 last year and 12-0 in the Greater Thumb East. And, you know, this year they finished 12-0 in the Greater Thumb East again. So it's something that you don't really think about. But, you know, the East is always so good top to bottom that, you know, it's hard to win, you know, 12 games, go undefeated, and to especially do that 2 years in a row. So that's just a really impressive feat for Sandusky. And, you know, talking to Al after the game last week, he's excited about the postseason.
Mm.
The team is playing great basketball right now. A convincing win against Brown City, convincing win against Memphis, hard-fought win against Marlette. The seniors have been playing fantastic all season. So, you know, they have that. But the younger players have been playing a lot better recently. And they've been stepping up. And, you know, we saw it in the Marlette game when Helena Long had 15 points in the first half. Grace Gibord, in the win against Brown City, she scored in double figures for the third straight game. So it's not just the seniors anymore. The younger players are stepping up. And, you know, Al said, you know, I think we're peaking at the right time. So they'll open up district play Wednesday night. They'll have either Landmark Academy or KPAC, and then, you know, hopefully make it to the finals on Friday, and they'll get to play regionals on their home court, next week. So,
yeah, that'll be in KPAC. The first round game will be tomorrow, KPAC versus Kimball Landmark. Wednesday is when Sandusky will play. They'll play up against the winner of KPAC or Kimball Landmark, a later game on Wednesday, and then, Memphis New Haven in the first game Wednesday also. Sandusky obviously heavily favored, but Scotty, Sandusky played some crossover games. They took on Emily City, lost that one. They lost to Carroll in late January. By then, you think Sandusky should be already in game shape. That was a 6-point loss, 50-56. And then early in the season, I think it was like the third game of the season, you lose in overtime to Cass City, 49-51. But a lot more stronger teams in the Greater Thumb West. And Sandusky took on, I do believe, all the tough teams. One, at least the second best team in the Blue Water Area Conference, and then the two best teams, I believe, overall in the Greater Thumb West here, Scotty.
Yeah, no, real quick, to go back, Mike Gallagher actually posted this on Facebook a year ago. a couple days ago. Sandusky has won 23 conference titles as of last year, so they're not 24. So
That's pretty
there
close.
You go. And if they win another district title, they'll be up to 27. So there you go. But Sandusky, you know, it's good play for them to play a team like Carroll and Cass City. I will say that Adeline Moore played out of her mind during that game. And when she, as Jay Green calls it, I hope she hasn't, what did he say? I can't remember how he referred to it. It was like Bionic Woman or something like that, Bionic Woman mode. When she goes in that mode, she's just unstoppable, and watch out. So I think she really had a lot to do with that. And then that Cass City game was a hard-fought, scrappy game, and I think a lot of, you know, they both would take a lot from that. And, you know, Shelby Ignash, Taylor Cutthroat, both really good players, really good supporting cast in Cass City. They're going to be another team to watch out for. And, you know, Carroll's going to be in Division Two, but, you know, give them a rematch against North Branch. Who knows what could happen? And, you know, they'd have Emily City waiting, more than likely, I should say, in the finals. And, you know, who knows what Carroll can do, too, if, you know, Adeline Moore can get in that right mindset and lead that team. But, you know, I think Sandusky is going to be quite all right. Districts, I don't want to count the chickens where they hatch. I'm sure Al doesn't either. But you got a young, good, scrappy team, and you got a coach like Al DeMott leading you. You know, that always works in your favor.
So with the Greater Thumb West in your media coverage area there, by the way, Carroll had quite a hard week last week. They played against Kingston on Monday when we were doing Sportsline. And then they had North Branch the following night, back-to-back losses. So two of the best teams, I believe, right now in our Thumb Sports Writers Media coverage. And then they had Bad Axe, which they kind of had to win and to hope for a Cass City loss during last week. Carroll did their job with that league win, 42-39, but then Cass City also had to do what they had to do after they got beat by Carroll the second time. All they had to do was beat Reese and Lakers, and the Cass City Redhawks women's or girls basketball team did that. Back-to-back games against Reese, 41-20, 47-31 over Lakers, who really took it to them. Pretty tough there. But 11-1 in conference play for Cass City. Congratulations to them for being the Greater Thumb West champions, 16-6 overall. They do have some losses. Carroll, 18-4, but they really took on a lot of competition, I would say more so than Cass City at this point. Now, Kingston's had both Cass City and Carroll, haven't they, also?
They have. They've beat all three of the top teams, the Greater Thumb West, this year.
So Kingston technically is the Greater Thumb Conference champions, along with the NCTL champions.
Yeah, basically. Real quick, though, Reese gave Cass City a scare last week, 8-6, and I know there was nobody, you know, praying more than, you know, Coach Riley there, but you know, Cass City battled back, did what they had to do to clinch that title. And Carroll, you know, you wish that they could have done it the first time around too, if you're a Carroll fan, against Bad Axe. But they go up there, they get a big win on the road against a good Bad Axe squad, so nothing else that'll help you. And then, you know, battling a North Branch squad at home, which I heard was a very scrappy game. You know, that's just going to get you ready for that rematch that they're looking at. Obviously, you have to get through Elmont first, but, you know, they want that rematch. So we'll see if they can get it.
Yeah, the Bad Axe is 9-3 in conference play. They finished at in 15-7. This is the Bad Axe girls basketball team. So you're talking about that district. Carroll's in Croswell up to Division II. They'll take on Elmont on Monday. Second game will be Yale versus Croswell-Lexington. Wednesday, North Branch versus the winner of the Elmont Carroll game, and Emily City against the winner of Yale, Croswell, Lexington. Too bad they're on. Well, they might potentially meet each other again in the BWAC, but Carroll has something to say about that. Maybe even Yale, I would say, at this point, for the district championship game on Friday. That's at Croswell, Lexington. You want to see some pretty good games. You're going to see some pretty good players, not only from North Branch, but Carroll. And also, yeah, I mean, you're going to get a lot of good players in this district there also. Cass City, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, who is playing Croswell tomorrow?
Yale?
Yep. Because watch out, last when North Branch played Emily City, they were down one of their main players. I don't know much about Emily City, but I do know that one of their main players was dealing with concussion. So, you know, that might come into play, I guess, in the districts, unless she's healthy, which hopefully for Emily City's sake she is. But, you know, you never know what can happen, especially when you lose a big player like that.
And with the Cass City girls, they'll be playing in the Harbor Beach District tomorrow. It'll be Harbor Beach versus Lakers, Unionville versus Reese in the first round games on Monday. Cass City, of course, with the seeding, they get that bye and play on Wednesday against the winner of Harbor Beach and Lakers, and Bad Axe will take on the winner of USA and Reese. I would think Cass City and Bad Axe heavily favored, but if Bad Axe, I mean, if Harbor Beach can kind of put things together like they did against Marlette last week here, Mike, they might be able to make a run here.
Well, and they
beat, and it's on their home court.
And they beat Cass City during the regular season.
Yeah,
so
early in the season, though.
You know, Coach Tamlin's got Harbor Beach playing incredibly well right now. They started out the season pretty tough. I think they started 0-7. They finished the year 11-10. They finished in a tie for second place in the Greater Thumb East with a huge win against Marlette last week. So yeah, you can't count out Harbor Beach. They should get past Lakers, I would imagine. And then Bad Axe Reese or Bad Axe USA, either or. That should be a great game. Top to bottom. And this district is always like that, it seems like. Usually Reese isn't in that district, but you throw Reese in there as well this year, and top to bottom, that's a tough district. And looking at the Croslex district, same thing, top to bottom, there's some great teams in that district. And you can't really jump ahead to the finals in either of those districts, I don't think. I think there's might be some surprises, but yeah, it should be great basketball.
Comment from you there, Scotty, on that.
On that district, it's going to be a tough district. It always is, and there's always an upset, it seems like. I know Harbor Beach, they knocked off Bad Axe last year, if I'm not mistaken, in the district.
A lot of people
didn't see that coming, and then Cass City had to play Harbor Beach. We all thought it was going to be a Cass City Bad Axe matchup, and it's going to be a fun one. My money is obviously on Cass City right now, but watch out for Harbor Beach. Always a dangerous team. Tamlin, especially on their home floor, that's probably the scariest part about the whole thing. We all know what it's like going up to Harbor Beach, the trip, just the gym in itself, for some reason, always throws off teams. And, it definitely could throw a curveball at somebody. And, we've seen Cass City get beat this year, so anything could happen.
The other district in Division Three, that's in Division Three, by the way, be taking place in New Lothrop High School. Some travel distance there for Vassar, as they'll take on Montrose in the first round, Flint Beecher and Chesney in the first round on Tuesday tomorrow. And Wednesday, New Lothrop versus Flint Beecher, Chesney winner, and Millington versus Vassar, Montrose winner. Who's heavily favored in that one, Scotty?
New Lothrop. New Lothrop has beat Millington, who I would put as the second favorite in that that bracket. New Lothrop already beat them by 21, I believe, this season. So New Lothrop, in my opinion, is the team to watch out for coming out of that. No disrespect to my local teams, Vassar and Millington, but just kind of looking at things. But Vassar has been playing a lot better as of late. They have some talented players on there. Millington has some talent as well. I think it's going to be a tough battle for them, and I'm going to pick New Lothrop to come out of that one.
Okay, and we already touched on it earlier, Division III, District 92, KPAC High School. Of course, a lot of games, pretty much all our games in the Thumb area, canceled today, moved to tomorrow. KPAC versus Kimball Landmark tomorrow. Wednesday, Memphis versus New Haven. Sandusky versus KPAC, Kimball Landmark. I think heavily favored, sorry to say this, I think it's going to be New Haven, Sandusky. So, and the championship game on Friday in that KPAC High School District in Division III. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll Division IV talk here. Marlette drops to Division IV here, as well as Brown City, So when we come back, we'll talk about that and get everybody's take on Division IV, because heavily favored in Division IV, I would say, Kingston right now at this point. We'll see how that pans out. When we come back here on Sportsline Radio, we'll be right back.
Farmers, when spring planting time rolls around, will you be ready? You will be if you get your equipment serviced now before the rush. At Tri-County Equipment, your John Deere dealer, they offer inspections, repairs, and maintenance on all types of equipment. Service work can be done in their shops or in many instances at your home, farm, or work site with their fleet of mobile service trucks. Pickup and delivery is also available. Most of Tri-County Equipment's 11 locations can provide you with comprehensive coverage for all of your agricultural, mowing, and residential equipment service needs. Just call your nearest Tri-County Equipment location to schedule an appointment. Find the location number on the website at tricountyequipment.net/about-us/locations. That's Tri-County Equipment, your John Deere dealer in Sandusky, Marlette, Bad Axe, Carroll, Burton, Lapeer, Fenton, Birch Run, Saginaw, Reese, and Auburn Hills. Visit them online on the website at tricountyequipment.net. Tri-County
Equipment. Our forecast for the rest of this Monday, we have a winter weather advisory until 8 o'clock tonight. It'll be cloudy, periods of rain, freezing rain, and snow, with amounts of 1 to possibly 3 inches for the Saginaw Bay and Huron County areas, lesser amounts to the south. High temperatures, 32 to 35. Now for tonight, cloudy, some snow, freezing rain, and rain, steady to slowly rising temperatures to near 35 by morning. For Tuesday, cloudy for the morning, partly sunny for the afternoon. The high temperatures, 37 to 41. And for Wednesday, cloudy, some morning snow. High temperatures, 36 to 45. For the WMIC and WTGV 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm meteorologist John McMurray.
Tired of your slow internet service that buffers when you're trying to stream a movie? Tired of hearing the internet is out again? Highline has started installing its new fiber to the home service in Sanilac County, and that solves these common internet problems forever. Connect every TV, phone, computer, and more to Highline's internet service, and you'll have the fastest internet connection available anywhere in the U.S. No contracts, unlimited data, and a fiber connection make Highline the best option in the thumb for your home's internet connection. Visit HighlineFast.com today for more information. From Graf Chevrolet of Sandusky, here's General Manager Sam Barnett.
Let's face it, folks, times are changing. The Buick brand has announced their primary focus going forward is 100% electric vehicles. At this time, we are not committed completely to this concept. Therefore, starting March 1st, Graf Chevrolet Buick will no longer be offering Buick brand. We will simply be known as Graf Chevrolet of Sandusky. The research tells us the infrastructure in our area is not ready. And with few EVs registered, also with very little growth projected, we feel it's not quite the time to jump into the EV segment. We've also listened to you, our loyal customers. Your comments and opinions on EVs is another reason why we have made this decision. For all current Buick owners, no need to be concerned. We will continue to service your vehicles from oil changes to any recall issues. Our techs will take care of your vehicle right here at Graf. That being said, we plan to offer electric vehicles in the future, but we do not believe that the internal combustion engines are a thing of the past. Stop in and take this opportunity here in February to get a fantastic deal on a Buick. We currently have 6 in stock with a few more on the way. I'm looking forward to this new chapter at Graf Chevrolet of Sandusky, proudly serving this great community for all of your automotive needs for over 33 years.
All right, welcome back to Sportsline Radio. With us on the phone, Scott Bowlesby, Tuscola County Advertiser sports writer. Subscribe to that online edition on Saturdays and Wednesday edition, also in paper form and online subscription, which I have, by the way. And
oh,
also
you.
Pick up Sandlick County News subscription online or in paper form also for your coverage. And big shout out to all the Thumb Sports Writers Media Association. Minden City Herald really come a long way since Nathan Marks has taken over.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I make sure to read that every week. Make sure to read the Advertiser every week. We get all of them at the office. So,
yeah.
You know, every time I get some downtime on deadline day, you know, I go through and read all of them. Sandusky Tribune, you know.
And to tell you a dirty little secret here, guys, for folks listening, we all work together with coverage area. We're trying to figure out how am I going to get this game covered. You end up sharing information sometimes,
mm-hmm.
and it really helps with the coverage area. So we try to do the best and support your local papers in the Thumb area, because the bend over backwards. I mean, it's getting rarer and rarer to get really good sports coverage in your own area and district area also. So these guys are doing a heck of a job. And Scotty, you're doing a heck of a job over there, man, as well as Mike is. Hey, and Paul Adams from the Huron County View. I'm sure he's got a nice cush job, too.
Yeah, so. That's okay. He doesn't listen to the show, so you don't have to say nice things about him.
All right. So, guys, we're going to move on to Division 4 and taking a look at these districts. In Division 4, Saginaw-Vale is hosting in the first round tomorrow, unless they play today. I don't think they did. I think that game was canceled also. Akron Fairgrove against Saginaw Arts and Sciences on Monday, or I mean Tuesday tomorrow. So confused right now.
Yeah.
And then Wednesday, Saginaw Nouvelle against Bay City All Saint Girls. Saginaw Vince versus the winner of Saginaw Arts and Sciences or Akron Fairgrove. I think Nouvelle's pretty good this year, aren't they?
No. Not
who's
this
the
year.
Best team? Who's the best team?
I don't think they've won a game this year.
Who's the best team out of this district?
I think it might be All Saints.
We know Akron Fairgrove ain't moving on.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know anything about Sassa, but
Sassa girls lost to Vassar. I know that much.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess it would have to be All Saints then. Yeah.
Saginaw High.
Yeah.
Saginaw High is not in that district, are they?
I think they are.
No, they
no.
No, they're in Division Two.
Yeah.
All right. Too many Saginaw teams.
Yeah. We're going out of our comfort zone.
Yes.
Our knowledge is thinning.
We know that SETL team, Akron Fairgrove, and the All Saints are playing in that district.
Yeah, that's all we know.
Yeah. I think process of elimination, I'm going to go with All Saints.
Okay. The Division 4, District 127, Peck High School, coming out of the Mike Gallagher parking lot, inside the gym at Peck High School, hosting this district. It will be Mayville versus Brown City tomorrow. Wednesday, it will be Peck versus Marlette, and then Kingston versus the winner of Mayville-Brown City on Wednesday, district championship on Friday. Scotty, this Kingston girls basketball team got my number one vote here for the last, I think, 3-4 weeks now, I think.
All season.
I don't know. I think I voted North Ranch, you know.
When they were undefeated.
When they were undefeated because they were pretty darn good, and Kingston was right there next to them.
Yeah.
And I think there for a while there might have been some split votes here and there, maybe.
Mm-hmm. I believe it.
But Kingston has really turned it up by those big wins against the crossover games. Their only loss was Swan Valley. Cassidy got him on that one, but I think something was going on in Swan Valley with that. They were missing some players also. Kingston, other than that one loss to Saginaw Swan Valley, they beat some of the top teams here in the Greater Thumb Conference, even Blue Water Area Conference also. They're just unbelievable. I mean, and I haven't seen him yet, but I get the updates from Coach Green every single time, which I can learn a lot from that. But I do watch online also with the MHSA. So, Scott, saw them, right?
Yeah. Mike was actually there, too. Me, Mike, JV, Ashley, we were all there. We were having a little meeting. But, we talked about it a little bit. Molly Walker, how she's really come on. She's a freshman, but she doesn't play like a freshman, and she makes the opponent that she's guarding doesn't. If they're a senior, she doesn't make them look like a senior playing against a freshman. She's just a phenomenal player. And you mentioned they beat the three top teams in the Greater Thumb West. We mentioned that they beat Cassie by 25, FedEx by 21, and Carroll by 33. So they've just been absolutely rolling. I told Lane Walker, Kingston, obviously a legend. I said, I wish you guys would have scheduled North Branch because the TFA thanks these teams that schedule each other, and we get these big matchups between some of the top teams because it makes our lives a lot easier when it comes to the postseason awards. But I just think a Kingston-North Branch game would be fun right now. You got a lot of seniors, a lot of older players on the North Branch team and some younger players on the Kingston squad. So I think it would have been a fun game, but Kingston right now looking very, very tough. And, Mike, you got to see them the other night as well against Deckerville. So you got to kind of get a glimpse of them.
Yeah, and we've kind of been talking about that rematch on the show here because the first time around, Deckerville played Kingston closer than anybody else in the NCTL had. They played them closer than any of the Greater Thumb West teams had. But Kingston, that was a long time ago. You know, Kingston's playing a lot better now. I think the defense was fantastic. And offensively, they have so many weapons. I mean, who do you key on, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's going to be the difference in a lot of these games for Kingston because, you know, they're always going to play great defense. But how do other teams game plan for what Kingston does offensively? You can take away, you know, one of the walkers, or you could take away Delaney St. George, or but you can't take away all of them. And, that's going to be huge for Kingston. I think, looking ahead in that district, we've been saying on the show, you don't want to jump ahead to the finals or anything, but more than likely we're looking at a Kingston Marlette final, and I think Marlette matches up pretty well with them because they're a senior heavy team, or at least a senior junior heavy team, and they have a nice size. Maybe not advantage, but they match up well with Kingston. So I think that'll be a great test for Kingston. And, that's going to tell us a lot about, how far this team can go.
All right. Go ahead.
Real quick, Kingston and Marlette did meet up already this year.
Oh,
Kingston
that's right.
54-28.
Yeah, shows what I know.
Just throwing it out there that was in the season. And even, some of the people from Kingston said we don't deal with height. It takes us a while to get adapted to teams with height, and that's what happened with Bad Axe. And,
and a lot of these players are coming back this year, right? I mean, next year.
Yeah, there's not one senior on the squad for Kingston.
I want to see a Sandusky Kingston matchup next year.
It's been a while.
Quit avoiding them. So, and usually that happens on a holiday break game. Also,
I vaguely remember, this must have been 5 or 6 years ago.
I remember the Kingston game.
It was at Kingston, yeah.
Yeah, I think I covered that game.
I don't think they've played each other since then, but,
there.
Yeah, we almost had it last year in the districts, but.
Yeah.
All right, moving on to Division 4, District 128. Deckerville High School will be there for the Friday night championship district game. Tuesday, tomorrow, because of all the game cancellations today. Caseville versus Carsonville Port Sanlac at 5:30. Ubley versus Owen Gates at 7 p.m. tomorrow, Tuesday. Wednesday will be Decker versus the winner of Caseville CPS and North Heron versus the winner of Ubley Owen Gates. In the district championship game, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I'm looking for a rematch, although they met in the regular season. Well, they did last year also. I'm looking for a rematch of the district championship game last year where we saw some terrible free throw shooting. Hopefully, it'll be better this year between Decker and Ubley. But, like I said, I shouldn't think that because districts are funny sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Caseville versus CPS, first of all. CPS playing better, obviously, later in the season.
Yeah, give me CPS in that one. And if you're Deckerville, you can't overlook CPS either. This is a team that's shown a lot of improvement throughout the season. They brought in the reinforcements about halfway through the season with the eighth graders. The seniors have been playing well for CPS. On paper, Deckerville should be the favorite in that one, but you can't overlook CPS because they always play great defense. But I think it's probably going to be Deckerville-Ubley in the finals. And, Deckerville's been thinking about that rematch for, over a year now. So it should be a great game. Two great defensive teams. And, Deckerville, kind of a tough finish to the regular season with the loss to Dryden and then the loss to Kingston. But you can't really hold those losses against them. Neither of those are bad losses. Dryden's been playing a lot better lately, and, Kingston's Kingston. I know Deckerville won't be looking ahead to the finals. As for Ubley, to be honest, I don't really know much about Ubley or North Huron, but I would imagine Ubley is the favorite in that one. If not, Deckerville's played North Huron twice this year, and they beat them both times. So I think things are shaping out pretty well for Deckerville, especially considering they'll have the home court advantage, which is huge for districts.
Ubley scored 25 points to Marlette's 37 last week, so not bad.
Not bad.
Against Marlette, obviously you got to get better than that. Deckerville didn't finish the last couple weeks, but they played the two best teams, I believe, other than Deckerville, Dryden and Kingston back-to-back also. And I'm looking forward to that, and we'll see how that goes. Division 4, District 126, at Genesee Christian High School, that's where Dryden is playing. They're playing on Wednesday against the winner of Genesee Christian or Clarkson Everest also. So that's where we're on, high school girls basketball. Kingston, the North Central Thumb League outright champions a couple weeks ago. They wrapped that up
pretty
quick.
Yeah, that was a
long
time ago, yeah.
All Saints are the NCTL Stars Divisions, as well as the boys are also. Kingston also, for boys, wrapped up their NCTL league title also. And Scotty, why don't you give me a little insight on that? They schedule a pretty tough season during the regular season and get some tough teams themselves. Would have liked to seen a win with those tough teams. But still, your job is to wrap up that league title, and they did that. They did their job.
Yeah, yeah, no. Kingston, they went into Dryden after beating them by almost 40 the first time around, and went to double overtime, but they battled them, and they played tough and, you know, did what they had to do and got the win. And, you know, they lost to Carroll at a buzzer beater in a fantastic game back and forth. But yeah, Kingston, you know, did what they had to do. I think they're starting to hit a peak. I think they're starting to, you know, start that up swing, and they're playing really well right now. So they're going to be a tough battle for any team. And you know, they can click the way that we know that they can click, and I've seen them play before. They can be a tough out for any team. So it'll be interesting to see how far they can go. You know, it's Coach Lester at the helm. So again, another coach that, always gives you a little bit of an edge when you have a coach like that calling the shots. And I think that they're playing really well right now. So I'm going to take them in the district, but I don't know much about the regional. I haven't looked enough at it, but I think it'll be a good battle for them.
All right, and that's where we'll start with boys basketball when we come back, because we got to talk about the BWAC. That title has not been decided yet. That will be decided this week, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Tough ending of the run for Richmond, by the way. Croswell, kind of a little bit of a cakewalk right now if they can win out. Richmond's got more of a tougher game schedule.
Yeah, Croslex has got one game left. That's at Algonac. You know, tough drive to Algonac, but they're currently winless in the BWAC. Mm. So, yeah, easier road for Croslex. Richmond still has to play Yale and Imlay City.
Ooh.
So you never know.
Yeah. All right, we'll be right back. Just a quick break here on Sportsline Radio.
Tired of your slow internet service that buffers when you're trying to stream a movie? Tired of hearing the internet is out again? Highline has started installing its new fiber to the home service in Sanilac County, and that solves these common internet problems forever. Connect every TV, phone, computer, and more to Highline's internet service, and you'll have the fastest internet connection available anywhere in the U.S. No contracts, unlimited data, and a fiber connection make Highline the best option in the thumb for your home's internet connection. Visit HighlineFast.com today for more information.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota LO1 Series is part of our tractor lineup, rated number one in durability and owner experience. They feature powerful Kubota diesel engines and easy operation. The durable Kubota LO1 Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Stop by Jones Equipment, rental, sales, and service in Fort Gratiot today.
Liberty Lanes in Sandusky salutes the area high school athletes for their athletic and academic accomplishments and wishes them the best. On your way to or from the game or anytime is a great time to stop at Liberty Lanes for a pizza or one of their tasty entrees. Enjoy the Friday fish specials, steak and prime rib on Saturday. Banquet facilities are available, and you can always place an order to go. 810-648-9860. 648-9860 for Liberty Lanes, West Park, Sandusky. All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
We'll be right back.
All right, welcome back to Sports Light Radio. Talked high school girls basketball. By the way, the Blue Water Area Conference League Champions for girls basketball, North Branch, by the way.
Yep.
Congratulations to them. I think we talked about it. First league title since when there, Scotty?
89. Yes, 89.
The year I graduated.
There you go.
The day after I graduated, I'm on a plane to California, and I got a drill sergeant yelling right at my face. Spitting off.
I'm like, black.
Did you watch North Branch that year, or no?
In
1989? No.
Oh, let me see. I remember getting lost in North Branch, and it's not that big.
No.
It's like one street.
Yeah.
Side streets to the high school. Yeah. Tucked away there.
It is hard to find the high school sometimes.
It is.
Yeah. They need to make that sign a little bit bigger on the end of the road, but.
They make great donuts in North Branch, or they
did. Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
They do.
Yeah. All right. So that's where we have league titles are all decided now in girls basketball, and they're in the playoffs, of course, starting tomorrow because all the games canceled due to the winter storm. Okay, so boys basketball, we already talked about the congratulations to the Kingston boys winning the North Central Thumb League outright title, as well as the Bay City All Saints boys basketball winning the North Central Thumb League Stripes Division, Kingston Stars Division. Now we come down to the North Central Greater Thumb Conference. The Greater Thumb East comes down to tomorrow's game, I think. If Brown City wins out, they already got a share, right?
So Brown City's got a share, yeah. And if you could just pull up last week's show, you can just replay what we said last week, because that game was supposed to be last Wednesday.
Yeah.
And we discussed it quite a bit. But, you know, you look at Brown City and you look at Sandusky, and, you know, the first time they matched up, great game. Tough loss for Sandusky, but ever since that game, both teams have just continued to take care of their business. Sandusky looked very impressive against Memphis last week, Friday night.
Yeah.
Got out to a big lead in the first quarter, led by a bunch at halftime. It was a good opportunity to get some guys in the third and fourth quarters. So I think right now Sandusky's probably playing its best basketball of the season. But you could also say the same about Brown City. And the thing about Brown City that kind of stands out, we've talked about Gaden Muxlow at length on the show all season. But the thing that's been so impressive about Brown City is how the role players have come along. They've settled into their roles around Gaden Muxlow. And, you know, he's provided them with some opportunities, and they've helped provide him with some opportunities. So it's not going to be like the first time around where, you know, in the first quarter, Muxlow wasn't hitting shots, so then Sandusky was up by 10 points. I think Brown City will be able to withstand a quarter where Muxlow doesn't score or only scores a bucket. And then with Sandusky, we saw it the first time around, and we talked about it on the show. I really think Jackson Cartanis played excellent defense on Gaden Muxlow in the first half.
Yeah.
And since that game, he's really stepped up as a scorer for Sandusky, because as we've said on the show, it's a very balanced attack for Sandusky. They usually have one or two guys in double figures, and then they'll have a few guys with 9 points, a few guys with 8 points, a few guys with 7 points. But Cartanis has really separated himself the past couple weeks, and I think that'll be a huge matchup, Muxlow and Cartanis. And it's going to be Sandusky's going to need everybody for this one.
Yeah, and that game will be tomorrow night on WBGV 92.5 right here on Sand Lake Broadcasting, streaming at sandlakebroadcasting.com for that. What could come down to the outright league title here for Brown City. Now, they still have coming up Lakers also, I think. No, that's Sandusky.
Sandusky's
schedule.
Lakers,
Brown City
yeah.
tomorrow, and then Lakers on March 2nd, which falls on a Thursday night. And then they'll start district play at USA also. Have you had a chance to see Brown City at all this year, Scotty?
Unfortunately, no. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that changes, but I have not been able to see them in person. I saw them on NFHS. I've watched a game or two just to check everything out. And obviously got to see Muxlow last year a couple times, but this year I've not. And, you know, I can just attest to last year how special of a player he was. And You know, but I do want to see them this year. I haven't had the chance, but from what I've heard from everything, I need to make the time to do so.
By the way, Sandusky is a really scrappy team. Their last loss was against Brown City on their home court, 37-42, where Sandusky is in that game also. They've beaten Memphis since then. Harbor Beach also by 2 points back in early February over KPAC, over Ubley also, emphatically also for Sandusky, 50-19. And then a tough win at Marlette, 49-38. And then the win against Memphis Friday night, 55-30. All right, moving on over to the Greater Thumb West. Boy, oh boy, Lakers came out to play against Cass City. You were at this game, Scotty. No buzzer beater here for Cass City.
No, they didn't get the chance to do so. Laker, you know, so in the first half, it was 19-9 at halftime. Very ugly first half. And we all kept on saying, you know, you let Cass City hang around and they're going to make you pay. And sure enough, they were able to tie the game up. But Laker was able to light that fire underneath them and get things going again and got a big win. They knew they had to get a big win going into enemy territory. They knew they had to, so they went in there and they did exactly what they needed to do, and at least clinched a share of it. You know, it was a good battle between two teams that play very, very hard. You know, and you know, it wasn't there's nothing dirty. It was a good, clean battle, and you know, shout out to him, Michael Good, Hunter Crone, you know, Ethan Wisner. He didn't score a ton, if at all, in that game. I think maybe he had a couple points, but he's just a solid player for them. So it'll be interesting if they can get that rematch in districts. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, I want to give credit to Lakers. They played pretty tough against Croswell Lexington on Monday, even though they lost 54-62. That's a pretty tough team. I mean, you're going up against a Croswell, a really good team, who I voted number one in my poll again. I think, strength of schedule. It was hard to choose because Brown City ended up being number one, right, in the votes or something like that?
Yeah, Brown City was first this week.
Our poll,
were first
our weekly
last
poll.
Week. Yeah, our weekly poll. I won't be releasing my first place vote since I have an invested interest in both Brown City and Croswell Lexington. I don't want to burn any bridges anywhere.
I voted Croswell Lexington. So,
yeah.
I was really impressed.
Yeah. So. But, you know, that is a great game for Lakers because, you know, we were talking about it off air, the speed of Croswell Lex and the way they play offense. It's hard to match up with, and it's hard to go into Croswell and win. You know, that's a great home court advantage there for Croslex, and it was a pretty good showing for Lakers. I was I wasn't really sure what to expect from that one because it's kind of hard to compare the BWAC to the Greater Thumb Conference sometimes, but that was, you know, good showing for Lakers, and I'm looking forward to the Sandusky Lakers matchup later this week because Sandusky will be playing up north in that district with Lakers, with Cass City, with Bad Axe, with USA. It'll be a good measuring stick game before the districts start because if you're Sandusky, at least for us, you know, we don't really know what to expect from Sandusky when they play those teams because, you know, they didn't play Cass City. They played Bad Axe at the beginning of the season. Looking forward to that one, and obviously looking forward to the game tomorrow night, Brown City-Sandusky.
Yeah, right. That'll be our game of the night, 92.5, and streaming at sandlikebroadcasting.com. Check it out, 7 p.m. When we come back after the 7 o'clock news, BWAC talking into the high school boys districts, also which they have been drawn. We'll be
keep
back.
Your radio locked right here on the Thumbs Information Station, 660 WMIC AM Sandusky and 95.3 FM, W237 EQ Sandusky.
All right, welcome back to Sports Line, and we're going to announce some school closing are coming in now. Caseville, Croswell Lexington, Harbor Beach Schools closed. Lakers, North Huron, Owen Gage Peck closed. Sanlac ISD, Special Education, Sandusky Schools closed. Ubley Schools closed, and now
Marlette
has closed for tomorrow for school. That does not mean, and I find it highly unlikely because the road should be clear by then, they can't cancel these games tomorrow, Tuesday. Otherwise, you're playing them on Saturday for a district championship game. There's a lot of games. We may have to cancel some regular season games and boys just to have enough officials for tomorrow.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough situation. But, yeah, I'd imagine things will be cleared up by tomorrow night. If not, we'll just play Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
All right, let's get back to basketball. We are here to talk high school boys basketball in our segment. We're in overtime in our 7 o'clock hour as usual. Might go into double overtime like some of your Legion did.
Yeah.
But, all right, let's get to it. The Blue Water Area Conference League title will be decided this week also because this is the final week of the regular season. Croswell Lexington did their job. They had to even the odds or to even the standings in league play with a win over Richmond. We covered that game a couple weeks back with their win 54-45, which went into overtime. This last week, three games in 1 week, which is why I voted them number one vote. They got a good win over Lakers, 62-54. I was impressed by the Lakers, what they put up in points against Croswell Lexington. Mm-hmm. Elmont was a win for Croswell Lexington, 74-51. And then the win over North Branch, 72-43. They really turned it up there with the 70 points because the last time they scored that many points in the 70s was against Algonac in February. And, they've only done it about 4 different times scoring into the 70s. So, you know, they're all in sync. They got to win against Algonac tomorrow. They get a share of that Blue Water Area Conference League title for Richmond. And like I said, the last couple games, they got a 57-56 win last week on Friday. They got Yale. That's going to be tough. They'll have Frazier, but they also have Emily City to finish the season. So three games this week. Tuesday, then March 2nd against Frazier if they play that game, and then at home against Emily City. So they basically got to win out here.
Mm-hmm.
Against Yale and Emily City to get a share of the league title. They can't afford a loss.
And those are both two very good teams, Yale and Emily City. Yale's been making huge strides as a program this year. And Emily City, you can never count them out. So I like Croslex's chances, obviously, to get at least a share of the title.
Yeah.
And if they did so, that would be 4 straight seasons, I believe, that they've won the BWAC. I'll be rooting for the Bulldogs and the Spartans this week. But I think for Croslex, yes, you obviously would like to see Richmond lose. But I think at this point you've proven your point. You got back into it. You beat Richmond. You showed that you could beat Richmond. And now that you've got the shared title at least, you can start focusing on the postseason. And Croslex has some high expectations for the postseason this year. Their district is going to be tough, but they believe that they can win that district, and they believe that they can compete at regionals and attempt to win their second ever regional title. And the team is just meshing so well right now. From the beginning of the season, they've leaned on Trey Klokovich and Zachary Kretsch. But Donovan McDonald's really come along these past couple weeks. He's been huge in the middle for them. Mitchell Geiger has stepped up. He's been playing some very valuable minutes. So right now, I think Croslex is just hitting it at the right time. And they're going to be a tough out in the postseason. I haven't looked ahead to regionals. Mm-hmm. I haven't really even looked at their district. But I believe they could win the district title. And I wouldn't put it past them to, win a regional title either. But while we're talking about Croslex, shout out to Trey Klokovich. He signed his national letter of intent to play basketball at Olivet this morning. And Coach Campbell talked about him for a while before his signing, and he brought up some interesting things. First of all, for those that don't know, Trey has been a 4-year varsity player at Croslex. When he graduates, he will be the winningest Croslex basketball player in program history. I believe he's only had 7 losses in his career at Croslex. One of those was a forfeit loss during COVID. So he's had a great run. But when he first came up onto varsity, he was a defensive specialist. That was it. That team had a lot of great players on it, and they didn't really need him for anything other than defense. And Lance said he averaged 2 points a game that season. And then his junior year, or his sophomore year, he averaged just under 7 points a game. But his sophomore season, he was named Thumb Sports Writers Association Defensive Player of the Year, and the Blue Water Area Conference Defensive Player of the Year. And over the past two seasons, he's just really emerged as a great scoring threat for Croslex. And I really think that he can lead them to the regionals and maybe a regional title.
Scotty, you have just one horse in this, I do believe, North Branch in your coverage area. Obviously, you're pretty impressed by Croswell Lexington in the last 3-4 years now.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah, they got to be the favorite again. You know, with Trey Kwakovich, fantastic player. You know, I haven't seen them yet this year. I got to see him a couple times last year. But from what I got to see last year, you know, Trey just absolutely impressed me beyond measure. I thought they were going to, you know, obviously I thought they were going to take a little bit of a dip this year, losing some of the players from last year, but right back at it they go. Trey has really stepped up. I think impressed me most this year is he had what? It was like a 40-some point game a couple weeks ago, if I'm not mistaken, Mike, or
39 against Anchor Bay. And school record is 44, so he got pretty close to that.
Yeah, and you look at Trey, and you're like, okay, he's a defensive player. And then he comes out and has a performance like that. And it's like, this kid is just an all-around player. And I think, you know, Olivet got an absolute steal on this kid. So, you know, credit to them. And I think he's going to go in there and absolutely shine. I really have a lot of faith in the way he's going to play at the next level. But I just think Croswell as a complete team right now, they played some very tough squads, and I think it's going to only make them ready for regional play. And yeah, I think they're ready to make a run from the sounds of it, from the looks of it, from what I've seen on the couple of games I've been able to watch at NFHS. They've been playing really well. I got to watch that entire Richmond game as I sat at home and watched that. And you know, I was very impressed with their play and how they stuck right there with them. And we're able to battle and get that victory after, you know, getting beat by Richmond last time around. So, yeah, I think they're going to be they're already are a tough team, and I think they're just going to continue to get tough and more, you know, they're just going to get better as the district goes on into regionals.
Okay, so on that note, North Branch, a tougher finish to the end of the season this week against Yale tomorrow, and then Emily City on March 3rd. They'll have Fraser if they play that game in between. Division 2, let's speak on that. The district hosted by North Branch, by the way, on Monday, March 6th. It'll be Yale at North Branch. And then the second set of games on Wednesday, Emily City versus Elmont. First game, Croswell Lexington versus the winner of Yale and North Branch. District championship game will be on Friday, and that will be in North Branch also. Richmond hosting their own district for boys. Algonac versus Marine City on Monday, March 6th, St. Clair versus Maryville. On Monday, March 6th, also Wednesday, we'll have Richmond versus the winner of Algonac and Marine City, and Armada versus St. Clair, Marysville, and the second game. This is what I love about the seeding process here, at least in the first rounds here. It's setting everything up. You're not going to get that best game there, Scotty and Mike, here in the Monday game now. This is how it's supposed to work, and it's working, I think.
Yeah, and it wasn't a huge problem before, but it's just nice to not have, you know, the district final be in the first round because, you know, before it was seeded, you'd have the two best teams playing each other in the first round, and you could pretty much say, okay, well, this is the district final. You know, whoever wins this one is going to end up winning, you know, the next two games. So, yeah, great decision by the MHSAA, and, you know, you just brought up the Division II district there. Richmond and Armada on opposite sides of the bracket. That's how it should be. Those are the two best teams in the district, and those are the two teams that should be squaring off in the finals.
All right. By the way, that Division II, District 64 and 63 will end up meeting in the regionals. So maybe we'll get another rematch with Richmond, but it gets really tough when you get to the regionals at that point.
Especially in Division II, yeah.
Speaking of Division II, Carroll is hosting the Division II Boys Basketball District 37. Scotty, this is in your realm. Oh, boy, I see Frankenmuth in this. They're playing Monday against Clio. Wednesday, Birch Run at Carroll. Bridgeport versus Frankenmuth, the winner of Frankenmuth and Clio. Friday's the championship game on March 10th for the Boys Basketball District. I think it's Frankenmuth is pretty good, aren't they?
For boys?
Yes.
They are not this year.
Not?
Actually,
Eddie.
No, 0 for 2.
Frankenmuth girls?
Frankenmuth girls.
Girls. Okay, there you go.
Really, really good.
Yeah.
The boys, not this year. They have good players, just they haven't clicked, and it doesn't help that they play in the same conference as Bridgeport.
That's right, yeah.
I think Bridgeport could be the one to walk out of that one. Although they did have two really close games against Bridgeport this year, so
yeah.
Don't sleep on Frankenmuth. Never do. And I just was kind of looking at the brackets as well. It looks like Carroll's actually hosting a district and a regional.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah.
How does that happen?
Unless it's completely wrong, because I clicked on the regional to see where it was going to be played, and it says it's at Carroll.
Hmm.
So I don't know if they have one of them wrong, and it's not supposed to be Carroll both times, or Carroll somehow... Well, you know, Connor Thomas did have a hand in putting this together, so I think he somehow got a little bit of
a little favor.
a little favor from East Lansing there, but Frankenmuth, I'm never going to count them out. They've had a rough go of it this season. They are 11-9, 11-10, something of that nature. But Bridgeport, they said we're back. They won the conference this year, and it'll be interesting though to see those two teams square off in the district championship.
That's Division II, by the way. So that is Division II talk there, and we're going to take a break and come back and talk about Division III. A lot of teams, of course, involving the Greater Thumb Conference and that also. I am Eddie Fury, along with Scott Bosby of the Tuscola County Advertiser and Mike Gallagher of the San Luis County News. We'll be right back. Talk more boys basketball. We're really getting into the districts. We already talked about the league titles. Who's going to be involved with that? Actually, it comes down to Greater Thumb East League title will be decided fully tomorrow night, our game of the week, one of the games of the week, and then Blue Water Area Conference to be fully decided by March 3rd, the end of this week also. And, of course, we got girls basketball districts. Some school closings. Check our Sanac Broadcasting Facebook page. Check the Sanac Broadcasting Facebook page. I am posting them right now also. We'll be right back.
This is Tanya Rubin, sales executive at Thumb Cellular. If you're thinking of switching mobile phone carriers, consider Thumb Cellular. Now is the time to get the tailored service you need from the local company you can trust. Unlike the other carriers, we like to build lasting relationships with our customers. I will work with your busy schedule to meet and discuss how we can best serve you. As the only local cellular carrier with the best coverage in the Thumb and nationwide, I can introduce you to what we call the Thumb Cellular Difference. Get the device you want, the plan you need, and the exceptional customer service you deserve without ever having to step foot in the store. So if you're ready for a better cellular experience, call me, Tanya Rubin, at 989-553-5282. Remember, at Thumb Cellular, we've got you covered.
You love Thumb Cellular!
Farmers, when spring planting time rolls around, will you be ready? You will be if you get your equipment serviced now before the rush. At Tri-County Equipment, your John Deere dealer, they offer inspections, repairs, and maintenance on all types of equipment. Service work can be done in their shops or in many instances at your home, farm, or work site with their fleet of mobile service trucks. Pickup and delivery is also available. Most of Tri-County Equipment's 11 locations can provide you with comprehensive coverage for all of your agricultural, mowing, and residential equipment service needs. Just call your nearest Tri-County Equipment location to schedule an appointment. Find the location number on the website at tricountyequipment.net/about-us/locations. That's Tri-County Equipment, your John Deere dealer in Sandusky, Marlette, Bad Axe, Carroll, Burton, Lapeer, Fenton, Birch Run, Saginaw, Reese, and Auburn Hills. Visit them online on the website at tricountyequipment.net.
Tri-County Equipment.
All right, calmly. Exhilarating, coming in back into sports line. We're in overtime. Sorry, Jesse Kelly.
Sorry, buddy.
It's a good show, though.
It is a good show. One of these days, we'll actually let him do his whole show on a Monday night.
Well, hopefully I don't run over his Medal of Honor. He does a Medal of Honor honoring somebody from the past.
Oh, know. Cool.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, we should stop interrupting that.
All right. I think he's usually in the 8 o'clock. All right.
Okay, good.
All right, Division III, we've already talked about what the league titles are on the line for our coverage area. So, like I said, Greater Thumb East and Blue Water Area Conference up in the air right now. Division III, we're getting to the districts because the district pairings were announced on Sunday. I noticed that because I usually put my phone away, guys, on Sundays. I try as much as I can without chiming in, but I said, oh, I'm getting tired of this phone vibrating. What's going on now? Yeah. Are we talking about nothing again on the TSA?
Pretty good
sports
bet.
Chat?
Yeah, yeah.
And of course we were. Yeah. Hunter Dickinson!
Oh, come on. That was awesome.
It was kind of awesome. Sorry, Scotty. That was you.
What was it? Oh, Hunter Dickinson.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Michigan winning in overtime, by the way. So.
Yeah.
Division III Boys Basketball District 92, hosted by KPAC. Monday game on March 6th next week. Clinton Township versus Kimball Landmark. Mount Clemens versus Memphis. Oh, boy. Wednesday, New Haven versus Clinton Township. Kimball Landmark. KPAC versus Mount Clemens. Memphis also. Boy. Kind of hard to choose who's.
I think it's got to be New Haven.
Yeah, I'm going to say. Same coach, I believe, still there, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yep.
Yeah, good program there still.
I was actually looking at that district, and I was like, oh, Mount Clemens, you know, they're probably pretty good. I think they're winless.
Yeah.
So it's got to be New Haven, I would imagine. Other than that, I got nothing. I saw Kimball Landmark earlier in the season. They played Marlette.
Yeah.
And pretty sure Marlette won that one. So that's all I got for you. Sorry.
Okay. We know that New Haven's been
they've been good.
They've been good in the last several years. Division III Boys Basketball District 93, hosted by Brown City. We will likely stick to Brown City coverage for that district. Does not necessarily mean I'll be covering every game that week. But in the first round games next week, Monday, March 6th, will be Genesee versus Marlette, 5:30 p.m. Marlette's sneaky team. Mm-hmm. Vassar versus Lakeville also in the second game. Oh, boy, I hope we get good officials there on Monday. Wednesday, Brown City versus the winner of Genesee Marlette, and Millington is in the other seed. They get the bye. They'll take on the winner of Vassar and Lakeville. And then Friday is a championship game at Brown City. Great scenario here. Brown City hosting their own district. Mm-hmm. If they win this league title outright, so they mm-hmm. already got a share playing up against Sandusky. They won't meet up Sandusky because Sandusky's, you know, it'll be later on the regionals
it'll be later
possibly.
On, yeah.
This is not a bad matchup. I like some of these teams here, Genesee, Millington, especially, and Vassar involved in this.
Yeah, well, and I'm you'll have to remind me, Scott. Brown City and Millington played last year in districts, right? That's who knocked Brown City out.
Yeah.
Or was that Kingston?
That was Millington.
Okay, because Millington had that like crazy run in the districts last year. They beat Sandusky at the buzzer. Knocked off Brown City. So I'm sure that would be a fantastic rematch. Millington's been playing pretty well this year. But for Brown City, I think Marlette will get past Genesee. I don't know a whole lot about Genesee, but I think Marlette should be able to get past Genesee. You know the old saying, it's hard to beat a team three times. Brown City has beaten Marlette twice. Marlette, when they match up with Brown City, the first time around, they focused on shutting down Muxlow. They held them to 14 points. And that was the game where, you know, the role players really stepped up. They had 11 three-pointers, I think, as a team. So it'll be interesting to see what the game plan is for Marlette coming in and playing Brown City for a third time. But I do think Brown City would be the favorite in that one. And Brown City, Millington, not to look past Vassar or Otisville, although Otisville is winless currently. But, yeah, it should be a great rematch. It should be a great atmosphere. Brown City, one of my favorite gyms in the whole Thumb, and I imagine it'll be packed. It'll especially be packed for Brown City Marlette.
Yeah. I think we're really underestimating Millington here. I mean, they're averaging 50, 60-plus points here per game.
Oh, yeah.
They only lost by 3 against Cass City way early in December. Obviously, a lot better. The last two games were losses to Standish, Sterling, and Carlton, but close losses there, Scotty. I think we're underestimating this Millington team. 3 straight losses, actually, since last week. And those were games where they had 21st, the 24th, and 25th. So a tough, end of the schedule. They're supposed to play USA if they play that game. But, man, I think, and I'm sure Brown City ain't going to do it. I know head coach isn't going to do it for Brown City to underestimate Millington. One of the stronger teams I would say that Brown City could face in quite some time other than Lakers and their loss. But they had a couple of BWAC games also. But, I think everybody's cannot underestimate Millington. Good basketball school there. So
They're playing really good this year. Got a couple of sophomores over there playing really, really well. Caden Weisenbach, Brad Coleman. They're two of my top five, or I think actually Weisenbach is sixth, leading scorers in the advertiser area. So they got two really, really good players. They have some other good key players as well that can step up. And I would love to see those two teams match up later on. I think, and obviously in a district championship, that would be a good battle. I just looked it up. I think it was a 2-point win last year for Millington over Brown City. So obviously you'd like to see if you're Brown City, you'd like to see them again, maybe avenge that loss. If you're Millington, you'd like to get another big win because I think it was a couple years ago. I know that was Marlette. Excuse me. Marlette was good. Millington knocked them off at Millington in the districts. It shocked a lot of people. But, so I think it'd be an interesting matchup once again for them. And obviously having the home cooking would serve Brown City well. But I think it'd be a good battle between those two squads.
I think the thing that stood out about Millington last year during the district was Coleman because he was only a freshman – but he did not play like a freshman. He played like it was his fifth district tournament that he's played in. Going into districts this year, we know that, Millington's going to be able to count on him and just like they have all season. So, that'll be the game plan for Brown City. You got to stop him. I don't remember how he did against Brown City last year, but it was enough to
Millington, to win. Yeah. For Millington, well, last year in the districts, for Millington, they beat Sandusky in overtime, 43-42.
Mm-hmm.
They beat Brown City 52-50, another close game there. And then they lost to Marlette 48-52.
Yeah, so three extremely close games. And, that gets you ready for the postseason. Those are good games for those two freshmen. That's great experience. It's always tough to lose in the district finals.
And they were 12-11 last year.
Yeah.
So look at this year. We'll see how that goes. It should be exciting. Championship game for sure. We're going to get a good championship game at least in Brown City.
Mm-hmm.
For
you can't sleep on Brown City Marlette either. I think that one, might be a good game, a little closer than the regular season matchups were. So.
Division 3 Boys District 95 hosted by Hemlock. I talk about this because it'll be Hemlock versus SASA, Saginaw Arts and Sciences, St. Charles versus Saginaw Valley Lutheran on Monday, March 6th, and then Wednesday, Saginaw Nouvelle versus Hemlock, Saginaw Arts and Sciences. Reese will take on the winner of St. Charles and Saginaw Valley Lutheran. Reese, they were okay. They should have been better than I thought they could have been this year, Scotty.
Yeah, they opened up the season looking really hot. They beat Laker on the road at Laker. Don't forget that. That was a really early season shocker for a lot of us. And I said, okay, maybe Reese is, legit. I think they had a close loss to Bad Axe. Then they lost a couple more games. But they're still a good team. Now, do I think they have enough in it to beat Nouvelle? I think Nouvelle is still the favorite in that district, but if Reese turns it on, watch out because they do have some good players in that squad. They had a good battle against Cass City last week that I got to check out, and that was a fun one. But I just feel like Nouvelle is going to be the toughest squad in there. They got twin brothers over there that shoot the lights out, and I think it might be just a little bit too much for Reese. But I would like to see Reese battle, and there's definitely a good chance that they can battle.
Yeah, they did fight strong against Kansas City with their loss, 48-59. They got the win over USA last week, also Friday, 62-33. They'll wrap up the regular season against Ubley on their home court also on March 3rd for Reese. So good luck to them. And when we come back, we are in double overtime also now. We got more Division III Cass City Bad Axe District, hosted by Cass City, by the way. Division IV districts also to talk about. We're going to check out the weather forecast, some school closings, check our CNN broadcast and Facebook page. Dackerville has joined the list now also, along with Carson from Port Sanlac. We'll be right back.
Overnight forecast. The winter weather advisory in effect until 8 o'clock. For tonight, cloudy, some rain, snow, and freezing rain, steady to slowly rising temperatures to near 35 by morning. For Tuesday, cloudy for the morning, partly sunny later in the afternoon, high temperatures 37 to 40. For Wednesday, cloudy, some morning snow, high temperatures 36 to 45. For the WMIC and WTGV 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm meteorologist John McMurray.
What does better internet mean to you? Is it faster speeds, an affordable price, overall reliability, or quality customer service?
There's a reason Agri Valley Services is the better choice for internet, and it's because we stand behind our service. We have faster speeds than ever before, and our prices are affordable with no gimmicks or hidden fees. We pride ourselves on our reliability, and our friendly customer service team is there to help when needed.
For the past 25 years, Agri Valley Services has simply done it better. We treat our customers like neighbors because we're local. Plus, our selection of plans are designed to meet the demands of today's internet users. Whether you're a family or a business, located in town or out in the country.
So what are you waiting for? Make the switch to Agri Valley Services and get better internet. Call the sales team today at 888-282-4932 or go to agrivalleyservices.com.
From Graff Chevrolet of Sandusky, here's General Manager Sam Barnett.
Let's face it, folks, times are changing. The Buick brand has announced their primary focus going forward is 100% electric vehicles. At this time, we are not committed completely to this concept. Therefore, starting March 1st, Graff Chevrolet Buick will no longer be offering Buick brand. We will simply be known as Graff Chevrolet of Sandusky. The research tells us the infrastructure in our area is not ready. And with few EVs registered, also with very little growth projected, we feel it's not quite the time to jump into the EV segment. We've also listened to you, our loyal customers. Your comments and opinions on EVs is another reason why we have made this decision. For all current Buick owners, no need to be concerned. We will continue to service your vehicles from oil changes to any recall issues. Our techs will take care of your vehicle right here at Graff. That being said, we plan to offer electric vehicles in the future, but we do not believe that the internal combustion engines are a thing of the past. Stop and take this opportunity here in February to get a fantastic deal on a Buick. We currently have six in stock with a few more on the way. I'm looking forward to this new chapter at Graff Chevrolet of Sandusky, proudly serving this great community for all of your automotive needs for over 33 years.
Hi, I'm Kate Delaney, and I'm inviting you to join me from midnight to 2 right here on 95.3 WMIC-FM, the voice of the Thumb, to be plugged into what's happening up to the moment in our world and how it impacts you, plus guests that will make you think, learn, and laugh out loud. There's even a visit to the Man Cave, or Roman Cave as I like to call it, to touch on sports. You can weigh in with a call on all of it. I'll even throw in the weather. So tune in starting at midnight to catch America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, on 95.3 WMIC-FM, the voice of the Thumb.
Listen to the bass on that, man. We're at a rave.
Yeah, we're jamming now.
Let's go out tonight, guys. Yeah, no game. Come on. No, don't do that, Eddie.
Yeah.
Mrs. Spear, you have it. I'm on her good graces finally again.
Finally. It's only been a month.
Huge event happening this Saturday in Muskegon.
Yeah, you got to stay on her good side, man.
The Thumb Tailgater Senior League Bowling Team State Competition. Jonathan Bisher, Cody Klee, Sir Philip Nicol, and almost the most valuable player, second most valuable player, Eddie Fury.
Eddie Fury.
We're leaving Saturday morning, so we're playing Saturday afternoon.
What are they going to do without you tomorrow? Probably lose, right?
I believe on our team. We played a pretty tough bowling team last week, and JB wasn't there, so we had to carry the load. And
I got some breaking news for you guys.
Oh boy!
Okay,
Cassidy schools are closed now.
Boom! Scotty B, sports reporter, school closing reporter. He does it all.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of Cassidy. All right, districts.
Yeah.
They shared the league title with Lakers because they lost to Lakers on Cassidy's home court. Now on Division III, Boys Basketball District 96, hosted by Cassidy, Monday first round games, Bad Axe, Harbor Beach, Unionville, Seabooing versus Sandusky. Wednesday, Cassidy versus the winner of Bad Axe, Harbor Beach, Lakers versus the winner of Unionville, Seabooing, and Sandusky. All right. I think you got to look out for a team that could be hiding in wolf's clothing, you could say. Or sheep's clothing, is that how that works? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
The plow trucks are out, by the way. So, hosted by Cassidy, this is a good district. There's a lot of good teams in this district, by the way. Scotty, yeah. I'll let you lead it off.
Yeah, let Scotty take over. You've lost control, Eddie.
Well, yeah, no, there's a potential that we see the rubber match between Laker and Cassidy, but as you said, Sandusky playing tough right now. I don't know. I saw Sandusky early, but they're playing a lot better. I know they have height on that squad, right?
Size and height, yeah. Pretty decent. So, and there's not one really true key player to count on. I mean, they all share the ball very well, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying there's anybody that can match up to Hunter Crone's size. It's tough, but I would like to see, Fernald did a good job the other night against Laker, but I think it'd be interesting to see what Sandusky could bring to the party. And like I said, you're always looking for an upset in district play. There always seems to be an upset or two or three in district play in the thumb. And I'm not going to sleep on my Sandusky Wolves because, watch out for them, and I'm sure the Wolves will be hungry. The Wolves will be mean.
They'll sneak up behind the bleachers on you sometimes.
They will. They do that as well. And I think that the Wolves are going to want to eat. So we'll see what they can do. Whatever a Laker is, because that's what everybody asks. What a Laker is. I'm pretty sure I know what it is. I think it's a boat, right? It's a ship. Am I right there?
It's a lake.
Yeah.
Is it a Laker, a ship, though? I mean, anyways.
Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. Is there a Laker town, first of all? Or is it just Lakers? That's the mascot.
They used to be called Laker High.
Okay.
Right. So that's how you end up with the Lakers.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I think the official name is Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers.
EPBP.
Yeah.
Lakers.
Yeah.
For and sure. Then if you look at the front of their score table, it says Laker Lakers.
So, no, it doesn't. Does it?
Yeah, I swear it does.
It says Laker Lakers.
Yeah, it says Laker Lakers on it. So there you go. Whatever you want to call them. Nonetheless, I'm sure Cass City has a couple things they have called them, but I would like to see that rubber match between the two teams. I think it'd be fun. Cassidy at home once again, but like you said, I'm not going to sleep on Sandusky by any means.
Yeah, and this is a very good district. This is probably one of the better Division III thumb area districts, I think, matchups. So many good teams.
Yeah, because you can't count out Bad Axe either, because they beat Cassidy or. Yeah. No.
Kingston plays Cassidy tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Barring the weather, obviously.
Yeah. Okay. So that's Division III, hosted by Cassidy. Good luck to those teams. Division IV, hosted by Mayville. Monday, Boys Division IV, District 111, taking place in Mayville Monday, March 6th. Mayville versus Bay City All Saints Cougars. And then Wednesday, Saginaw versus Akron Fairgrove. Kingston versus Mayville or Bay City All Saints. Kingston heavily favored, but don't know much about Saginaw.
Yeah, which Saginaw school is that?
It said Saginaw, Michigan on there. So
why?
Yeah, that, just a,
really? MHSA had that on there, yeah. So.
Yeah, no, that can't be right. maybe it's Nouvelle or.
Oh no, it's Saginaw MLS.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. That's why they couldn't fit it in all in Saginaw, yeah. Michigan Lutheran Seminary.
Yeah, yeah.
Cardinals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're a good team too.
Yeah.
So that's gonna be interesting. I think it might be a little bit more tough during the district championship game if Kingston makes that far. So.
Yeah, and Bay City All Saints. They won the Stripes this year. They've been a pretty good team. So
they've really turned it up in the second half of the season, too. I know Kingston handled them in the first part of the season, but they've really turned it up in the second half, and I think that they definitely could bring a challenge to Kingston.
Well, and then Mayville, you know, most wins since 2005?
The Chad Wingard era.
Yeah,
over in Mayville.
Yeah. So,
the mayor of Mayville.
Yeah. Yeah, they're still hungry over there. It's been a while since they've won this many games. I'm sure they'd love to continue on with the season.
Well, I know that Goldie Hahn stayed over from coaching football.
I thought we were done with that.
To help out the boys. You know, those are her football boys playing basketball. So, you know, kind of want to keep after him and look after him. So, if people don't know what I mean, Goldie Hahn coached the Wildcats in a movie starring Woody Harrelson, Wesley Snipes, so many great stars in that movie. LL Cool J shows up. So, yeah, check it out. I think you will enjoy it. Division 4, Boys Basketball District 110. This is a barn burner. I'm going to love this district in Caseville. Monday, Carsonville, Port Stanley at Caseville. And North Heron versus Dackerville in the first round. Wednesday, we'll have Ubley versus the winner of CPS or Caseville. And Pack versus North Heron or Dackerville. Wow. Caseville gets to host the district, first of all. Do they have enough room?
Well, yeah, they should be. Yeah, they should be able to have enough room. I know they only have the bleachers on the one side of the gym.
Do they have a student section bleachers or not?
Yeah.
I think they do.
I'm trying to think. They have the bleachers underneath the hoops too, right?
I think
kind of like how Akron Fairgrove has them.
Maybe on one side.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been a while.
So. Yeah. Yeah, so a little bit of a hike for Peck, CPS and Deckerville, but that's a good district. So, Ubley and Peck are the 1 and 2 seeds.
Heavily favored. The two heavily favored teams right there.
Maybe.
Dark horse?
Deckerville. Can they
come together?
If they can put it all together. Yeah. You know, they had a nice week last week. They beat Marlette. They beat Genesee. Unfortunately, they lost to Kingston on Friday, but that game was kind of close. So, Deckerville, yeah, they could be the sleeper. And, you know, I think Deckerville matches up well with Ubley. But then Peck, you know, they've kind of just done their thing this year. They beat all the teams they're supposed to beat. They didn't lose any games they weren't supposed to lose. And, you know, they've got a really talented senior group with Dalton Senf, Steven Van Conant, Brady Babcock's back. He was out with injury for a couple of games there. And, you know, they're playing extremely good basketball this year. And I think they've kind of flown under the radar because they didn't beat Kingston. They didn't beat Dryden. But they took care of everybody else in the NCTL Stars. They took care of everybody in the NCTL Stripes. So I don't know how they match up with Ubley. I don't know too much about Ubley. But I know when you have, you know, a senior group like that, that's going to give you a good advantage in the districts. And, you know, Deckerville's in the same boat. They have a lot of good seniors on the team as well. And I would imagine they would have a size advantage over any team in that district with Derek Osborne and Connor Palmer. And, you know, Deckerville's kind of in the same mold as Sandusky, where it's not one guy every night. It's everybody. You know, the game against Genesee last week, I think they had 5 kids score in double figures. Or maybe it was the Marlette game, but in one of the games they had 5 kids finish in double figures. And same thing with Sandusky. That's going to make them a tough team to stop because, you know, who do you focus your efforts on defensively? And, you know, that'll be a good district. You know, I guess you would say Ubley's the favorite, but don't sleep on Peck or Deckerville.
All right, Scotty, any your take on that, or you're not familiar?
No, I was just going to say Deckerville, from what I've seen this year, has the potential. They have a big man, obviously Osborne, who can, you know, really control the paint. And I think his size can be a huge problem. Reminds me a lot of Brennan Ballard back in the day. They would just dish it to him on the inside, and he would go to town. And I think, you know, they could do something like that, just kind of the same size as him and just the same style of play. And it'd be interesting. I'd like to see them go to him more. And I know he does play a big role on that squad. And I've seen him play against Mayville, and he had a very good game against them. And, you know, like you said, Mike, Ubley, I would obviously say is the favorite going into it, but don't sleep on a team like Deckerville or Peck to come in and surprise some people.
Yeah, regardless, we're going to get a good district final there. So I think we're going to get a good one there.
Yeah.
Division 4 boys basketball district 127, hosted by Morris Dryden, has to go to Morris.
Whoa.
On Wednesday. They'll take on Burton Center Point. That's one of our Thumb Area or North Central Thumb League team also.
Oof. Genesee Christian's in that district too.
Yeah.
Wow, what a draw for Dryden. That's tough, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Unionville, Seaboyne has just closed for tomorrow, as well as Mayville and Vassar tomorrow, also school closing-wise also. So
it's about all of them.
Yeah, almost there.
Kingston's on that list too.
Oh, boy, that just comes in also.
Yeah.
All right, by the way, real quick, in bowling, congratulations to Justin DeLeon from Carson Laporte Sanilac.
Yeah.
Sixth place finish.
Yep.
He'll be going to the States. This was the regionals they played in, right?
This past weekend, yeah.
Anybody from your neck of the woods there, Scotty?
Yeah. Actually had Mason Knopp from Frankenmuth win a regional title. And his teammate Miles Katz got second. Isabella Du Russell of Carroll got fourth. And we got Dylan Severance from Cass City. Oh, my gosh, I should remember all these names. Kelsey Badger from Cassidy, and there's one more that qualified for states as well.
Wrestler-wise, in your neck of the woods, Ford Field individuals?
I've got obviously Manis and Turlo Bennett are on that list.
From what school?
From Marlette.
Okay.
And then I have four going from Millington that I hope will at least place All-State, and a couple of girls, two from Frankenmuth, and one from Cass City that I'm excited to see what they can do.
All right. Thank you for coming on the show, Scott Bullsby, Tuscola County Advertiser. Pick up his online edition of the Tuscola Advertiser on Wednesdays, or get the paper edition also. It will be on newsstands in Tuscola County and surrounding areas also. I know it sneaks into Marlette and also Huron County, so check that out. Mike Gallagher, Sanilac County News. Pick up his edition on Wednesday, or get the online edition also on support all your Thumb Sports Writers Media Association papers out there. Varsity Monthly with the photos also. Jason Parmentier out there doing a good job. Huron Daily Tribune, Huron County View. We got the Minden City Herald also. And I think I got them all right there. And our Thumb Sports Writers.
I think you did. You said them so fast I couldn't keep up, but I think you got it.
Yeah. Shout out to Thumb Tugger Sports, Jonathan Bisher, and Ashley Wiener Palmer for carrying that boat for me. Double header last week with Kingston boys and girls games against Deckerville. So a heck of a job they've been doing also. Trying to get those games in is very tough. Everybody's got full-time jobs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was nice to see him on Friday night, and it was nice to wish Ashley Wiener Palmer a happy birthday. Yeah.
I did it first, by the way.
Nice. Well, we don't all have a morning show, Eddie.
Happy birthday to Tony DeLeon, Justin DeLeon's father also
Jeez,
today.
Wow.
So they're my cousins.
That's a good weekend for the DeLeons.
And good luck to the Thumb Tugger Sports bowling team this Saturday in Muskegon.
If you guys win, we'll have to have a show next week.
All right. Thank you, Scotty.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for tuning in to the Sportsline Radio Sports Show. Jesse Kelly show is
coming
up there.
Jesse Kelly, get his name right. If we're going to interrupt his show, get his name right at least.
All right, thank you.